shop. That's right.
Well, now, is a bundle smaller than a shop, or are they the same thing?
I really wouldn't know.
Do you think of them, or do you not think of them?
when I thought of it, it says a shock. I've heard the term shock, but if I just look out there and see a bundle of wheat,
okay,
that's what I thought of.
If I had one bushel of wheat and I got one more, then I'd have two
bushels.
Or if I got 39 more, I'd have 40
bushels.
Would you be more likely to say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed?
The oats are thrashed.
Which did you say?
The oats are thrashed.
All right. If I ask you, whose piece of paper is this, or whose little book of papers is this, you'd say, well, it's
yours.
All right. If it were both that belonged to
them, it's ours.
Or if it belonged to them, it's
theirs.
All right. And belonged to him,
it's his.
And hers.
It's hers.
Yeah.
I don't.
If you have several people leaving your house, would you say to them, when are you coming again, or when are you all coming again?
Commonly, you say, when are you all coming again?
Now, would you ever use this for one person?
It's supposed to be used for both. You. When are you people coming again?
But you all. Now, would you ever say that to one person?
No. I said, when are you coming?
I see. But you all could be a group.
Group. That's the colloquial word.
All right. Do you ever use you all in the possessive? Would you say, how are you all's children? Say you had three lady friends come.
How are your children? You don't say you all's children.
Right, you wouldn't. That does not sound likely to you. All right. Would you ever come home, say, maybe from church, and your husband perhaps didn't go, and he might say, well, tell me now, who all was there? Would you ever say, would that seem?
Yes, that's practical.
Who all was there?
Who all was at church today?
Yeah. And then if you're talking about their children, would you be likely to say who all's children were at the party?
Yeah.
That sounds right to you too? All right. Then talking about maybe the preacher, would you say, what all did he have to say?
I would say, what all did he have to say? I said, what did the preacher say today?
All right. Have you heard people say what all?
Oh, yes, I've heard them say, what all did he have to say?
All right. Is there any time that you can think of that people might say, what all's possessive?
No, I haven't heard that possessive on.
Right. Talking about bread, the kind of bread that's baked in loaves is?
Yeast bread.
Right. What other kinds of bread made of flour do you think of?
Like wheat bread, rye bread, and I said the yeast bread is up there top.
Now, yeast bread is the white colored bread.
Yeast bread is the one that you use the yeast with to rise. Make the light bread, they call it light bread. Now, light bread can be a dark bread and a light bread, colored bread, which would be the wheat or the yeast, the wheat or the dark wheat, which is the graham flour.
I see.
You see, you have different colors of flour.
I see. So your wheat bread.
According to your wheat, the part of the wheat that makes the white bread, and there's a part of the wheat that makes the rye, that makes the dark bread.
I see. So it could be either way. All right. What kind of bread do you think of made with cornmeal?
The cornbread.
All right. How do you make cornbread?
Well, we use leavening agents and the milk and the eggs and the fat. Shortening to make it.
All right, and do you make a, is it a
and
batter?
A corn, you make it up into a batter. You can bake it in the muffin rings, you can bake it in a pone, what we call a skillet.
Right, now the pone is the part, isn't a round skillet?
Round skillet. Mm-hmm.
Is that baked?
Baked, and you can fry it on top of the stove in corn cakes, and you can cook it in the muffin sticks.
I see. Now when you say corn cakes, are these, is this corn?